Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Yeah, 我们本来今天应该是在那个后面的山坡上面。
We originally planned this today worship service as an outdoor service on the in the mountain.
但是不论是在后山或是在我们的教堂里头，我们大家一起聚集都是一个很美的图画。
Whether we worship outside or inside here, it is a beautiful scene that we are seeing.
Yeah, 我们能够借着这个暑假的时间，我们整个教会中文堂、英文堂、青少年，我们能够一起聚集啊，这本身就是一个很美的一个图画。The
matter of fact that we all the congregation, whether it's English or Chinese or the youth, are gathering together to worship God. This is a beautiful picture.
所以愿神来祝福我们今天我们一起的在他面前的一个敬拜。
So may the Lord be pleased with our worship today.
对，我们今天要讲的这个经文，我想很多人都很熟悉，也很多人都听过，非常多次的这用这个经文来讲的这个信息。So
the Bible verse we're preaching on today is a very familiar verse to most people.
但是呢，我们今天还要再讲，表示说这个。
Although you might have heard it many times, we want to pound on this because it's very important.
对，我们的今天的题目就是心连心，跨越代沟的神级连接。The
topic today is heart-to-heart, a God-level connection.
所以在这个信息开始的时候，我想问大家一个生活上的一个。 一个小问题哈，就是当你去到别人家做客的时候，除了一开始基本的问候之外，你最常问的一句话会是什么？
So let me ask you a question to start with. When you go and visit someone's home, other than the normal greetings, what question do you ask the most?
对，就是我们那个这个投影片上面讲到的哈，就是请问 WiFi 的密码是多少？
Well, maybe you have seen on the slide that that question is, I'm sorry, excuse me, but what is your Wi-Fi code?
对，我们教会这个周末有一群人哈，去参加所谓的静默，一个去参加静默营。So
a group of our church members went to a camp this weekend.
对，那个静默营，他做的第一件事情就是要把你的手机交出来。
That special camp has one requirement that you hand in your cell phones as you check in.
但是我们一般人的生活当中，我们一到一个地方，我们第一个想要知道就是这里的 WiFi 密码是什么。But
usually, when you come to a new place, the first thought you have is whether there's a WiFi. If there's one, what is the password for it?
所以，如果你们家里头，我不晓得有没有发生过这种事情。如果你的网络突然断讯的话， 通常不用五分钟，客厅房间就会传出一些哀嚎的声音。Well,
you might have this experience at your home that when the internet interrupted and there's no internet connection, you will hear crying or whining from all over the place where there's a person.
我们实际上我们现在生活在一个极度强调所谓连接的一个时代，手机讯号要满格，光纤要最快。
So we live in this world that emphasizes on connections. We all want our signal bars on our cell phone to be full scale, and we all want Wi-Fi connection.
但是讽刺的事情是，我们常常处于有网络连接，心却断了连接的状态当中。
Yet, ironically, while we are connected through Wi-Fi, our hearts are disconnected.
我们可能坐在一个客厅或者坐在一个饭厅当中，但是各自滑着手机，跟千里外的人在谈话，却没有跟坐在你旁边人有任何的连接。
As a family, we might be sitting in the same room, but however, each one of us are scrolling down on our phone and talking to people thousands of miles away, but don't have any interaction with people sitting next to you.
对，这样子的现象，我想家里如果你有青少年的，特别会感受得到。
And this is more obvious when you have youth at home.
也就是说，当我们这些对我们的年轻人来说的话，当父母一开口讲道理，你脑中是不是会自动的启动所谓的降噪耳机的那种自动过滤模式？
So here's a question to our youth here. Whenever your parents talk, does your mind turn on this noise canceling function that automatically filtering out whatever your parents are saying?
对于做父母的来讲的话，你是不是也觉得你自己就好像一台坏掉的那个唱片机啊，旧的那个唱片机，它坏掉，所以它就一直在那边重复着那个过不去的那一段。
To our parents, think about this. Whether you are like a broken record player or the record or turntable that it doesn't go the right track and keep repeating the same record one again and again.
做父母的总是重复不断的有一些的叮咛，一些的提醒，一些的话语，但是对孩子们来讲的话，他们耳朵是关掉的。
Well, to our parents, a lot of times you are just keep repeating the same words to our youth, and it seems nagging on and on to them.
这就是所谓的代沟。
And that's called generation gap.
所以今天我们要借着以弗所书的这一段的经文，我们要来看一个，我们要提供给大家一个让家庭的信号能够满格的一个秘诀。
So today, through the verses in Ephesians, we will provide a solid solution to that generation gap.
对，这不是5G或者是6G，而是家庭中最强的一个连接的一个协议，我们称为叫做 GS 协议。
So this strong connection is either 5G or 6G. It's called GS protocol.
对。就是G means the gratitude, 就是感谢，还有 submission, 就是顺服。
The GNS means gratitude and submission respectively.
所以我们今天要借着我们待会要读的经文，我们一起来思想，怎么样子能够从这个 GS 的连结当中，让我们家庭能够回复到一个神心意当中的一个完全的连结当中。
So let's go through today's verses and see how we can reach the strong connection through this GS protocol.
好，我们一起来，我们先读以弗所书，我们先读英文，我们再读中文哈。我们读以弗所书五章二十一节，我们一起来读啊。
So let's read these together. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for he is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
好的，我们再来一起来读中文的哈，以弗所书五章二十节到还有六章四节，我们一起来读啊。
凡事要奉主耶稣基督的名常常发誓，又当尽心尽力彼此支持。你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的，要孝敬父母。 要让人能清洗，只要照着主的教训与警戒戒养育他。
好的，我们刚刚念的那个经文的一开始的五章二十到二十一节那里讲到两个重要的观念，一个就是奉我们主耶稣基督的名，另外一个就是敬畏基督。
So in the verses we just read, there are two key points. One is in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the second point is out of reverence for Christ.
奉耶稣的名，我们上我们那一班的那个主日学最近在讲到，就是说奉耶稣的名不是一个，不只是一个祷告的一个结束语。
So we talk about in the name of Jesus Christ Sunday school we are teaching now. It is not just an ending phrase when you pray.
当我们在讲到说奉主耶稣基督的名的时候，我们实际上是在告诉我们自己，我们是站在主耶稣所成就的以及他至高无上的权柄之上行事。
When we say in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we're proclaiming that we do everything in the power of Jesus Christ.
所以当我们在讲到说凡事奉我主耶稣基督的名，就是在提醒我们，我们已经靠着天父的旨意在主耶稣基督的身上成就了救恩当中成为了一个新造的人。
When we say do everything in the name of Christ, we are telling the world that we do everything on the power of Jesus Christ.
所以我们就当为我们生活当中各样的事情感谢父神。
So we should thank everything that happened to us to thank God for that.
所以那当存敬畏基督的心实际上就是表明的说我们这个新造的人，我们在各样事情上尊主为大。
When we say in out of reverence for Christ, we mean that we as a new creature will honor God, our creator.
所以奉耶稣的名跟敬畏基督就成为我们彼此关系上面一个能够合神心意的一个重要的一个关键。
So in the name of Christ and out of reverence for Christ, it becomes the key things in our belief.
就是说奉耶稣的名表明的是我们认识到我是谁，敬畏基督表明的我们知道谁是真正的主。
In the name of Christ will suggest that we know who we are and who the Lord is. And reverence for Christ, meaning that we respect him, revere him as the Lord.
所以保罗在谈到具体的家庭的角色之前，他先用以弗所书第五章的二十、二十一节设定了整个大纲的一个灵魂。
So when Paul talks about different roles in the family, he brings this out to set the basis for his speech.
就是说，奉主耶稣基督的名认识到我是谁，然后与敬畏基督知道谁是主，然后才能够在爱中活出彼此顺服的生命。
So you first you have to revere God, Lord, the Lord, so that you know who you are, and then you know Jesus is the Lord, then you can live out a life that honoring him.
讲到爱跟顺服的时候，我不晓得大家觉得是爱容易还是顺服容易。
So when we talk about love and submission, let's think about which one is easier. Is it love or submission?
还是两个都不容易？
Or both are difficult?
那两个都不容易的话，哪一个比较不容易？
If both are hard to do, and which one is harder?
我想我们当我们提到爱跟顺服的时候，我们比较容易觉得我们比较容易去爱，但是我们比较不容易去顺服。
As a matter of fact, often we would think it's easier to love than to submit.
那比较不容易顺服的原因在于说我们比较不容易放下我们所谓的面子。
When we talk about it's more difficult to submit, we're talking about it's harder for us to drop our fame, our pride.
对，就是 我们很多时候我们都知道要顺服主，但是我们很难把这个顺服主的这样一个概念用在我们彼此顺服当中。
A lot of times we talk about obeying the Lord, but many times when we practice in our lives, it becomes difficult.
所以我们能够真正落实这个彼此顺服的一个关键就在于说，我们是不是能够奉基督的名敬畏基督，然后我们一同的仰望我们的主。
So the key things to submit to one another is whether we can do this in the name of Christ, out of reverence of Christ, and do it for Him.
他那个这个地方对这个做儿女的来讲的话，他讲到一件事情，就是要在主里头听从父母。
To the children, Paul talked about one thing, that is obey your parents.
他说这是理所当然的。
Because this is the right thing to do.
但是我们最难做到的就是这个理所当然。
Yet this is most difficult, thinking it's the right thing to do.
因为我们很多时候，我们做儿女的，我们都会觉得说要去听从或是顺服我们父母，好像让我们自己觉得是蛮委屈的。
A lot of times when we as children, when we are required to respect or obey our children, it sometimes seems that we're mistreated.
特别是你，当你觉得你的父母的想法跟不上时代，或者根本不懂得你在说什么的时候。
Especially when you think your parents' thoughts are dated and they don't know what you're talking about.
但是请注意，保罗在这个地方，他加了一个非常关键的前提，叫做在主里。
And yet you should notice that Paul has emphasized one thing here that's critical, that's in the Lord.
所以，当你愿意为父母做一件家事，当你愿意放下手机，听他们说话，你不是在向父母的权威低头，你是在向那位爱你、为你钉十字架的主耶稣表达你对他的敬拜。
So when you're willing to do something for your parents, when you're willing to put down your phone and listen to what they're talking to you, and you're not bowing down to your parents' authority, but you are obeying the loving Christ who died for you.
这个道理容易说，但是很难去做到。
It's easier said than done.
所以我们在这边讲到说，你能够放下手机听从父母说话，是向主敬拜的一种超能力。
So we should say that when you are willing to put down your phone and listen to your parents, this is one thing that the superpower that you get from the Lord.
这种的超能力不见得是我们在电影电视上面看到那些的超能力。
The superpower is not what the kind of superpower we saw on movies.
这个超能力是你能够在因着顺服基督的原则之下，你愿意去顺服你的父母。
So this superpower only comes from your willingness to obey the Lord and listen to your parents.
好，所以他接下来讲到是说，要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
And then Paul said, "Honor your father and mother," and this is the first commandment with the promise.
这是第一条带应许的诫命，并不表示说，我们很多时候觉得说，我不见得要在世上活得很久。
Although it'sYou might think that I don't necessarily need to a long life in this world, but still, this is a commitment from the Lord with this promise.
但是他这里讲到的不只是说你可以在这世上活得很久。
But this verse does not just talk about you living a long life in this world.
他这里更强调的是你有一个非常好的一个生命。
It talks about you have a good life, spiritual life.
这样子的生命是一个能够心存感恩的生命。
And this is a life full of thanksgiving.
这样子的生命是一个能够懂得自我克制的生命。
And this is a life of self-control.
这样一个生命，也就是能够让你的生命品质能够非常稳定的走下去的一个生命。
And this is a life that keep you steadily going forward.
就是当一个人懂得感恩，懂得尊重别人的时候，神他给你的那个超能力就能够成为一个神级的祝福。
So when someone who knows how to give thanks to others and how to respect others, and God will give you this superpower as His blessing.
在这个亲子关系当中，以弗所书这里告诉我们，做父母的只有一件事情要做。
And again, talking about the family relationship, Paul was talking to the parents one thing.
就是不要惹儿女的气。
And don't provoke your children to anger.
什么叫做不要惹儿女的气呢？
What does it mean by provoking them to anger?
对于我们现代人来讲的话，就是我们不要把我们的儿女视为我们的作品，或是视为我们的财产。
To us nowadays, it means that you don't look at your children as your own property, as or your masterpiece.
也不要企图把你年轻时候未完成的梦想全部都放在你的儿女的身上，让他去完成你未完成的梦想。
And don't hope that your children will complete what you have dreamed that you haven't accomplished.
然后我们常常做父母的常常容易犯的一个错误，就是我们觉得我们做什么事情都是为着你好。
And one thing that as parents who often think is that I do everything for your benefit.
我们觉得我们是为他好，然后我们就觉得我们可以在一些的言语上面对他有更多的一些要求。
We think what all we do is for the benefit of our children, then we could discipline them more or being more harsh to them.
所以我们常常不自觉的就会用过度的言语对他们施压。
So subconsciously, sometimes we put more pressure onto our children.
或者我们有意无意的，我们就会拿他们跟别人做比较。
Or maybe a lot of times we're comparing them to some others.
甚至我们看到他们不理我们的时候，我们就会在愤怒当中施行我们不应该施行的管教。
A lot of time we lost our temper, lost our control out of seeing them being disobedient.
所以我们原来想要做一个有教养的父母，结果我们常常都成为惹儿女气的父母。
So a lot of time, while we think we should be exemplary parents, and yet we oftentimes agitate them and provoke them to anger.
我们讲到的，在圣经当中强调的一个彼此的关系上面，强调的是一个彼此的顺服。
We talk about mutual relationship, and this relationship is mutual submission.
所以父母在角色上的彼此顺服，实际上体现在我们愿意顺服圣灵的节制上面。
When the parent practice submission, it means that they will practice self-control.
所以当我们下一次想发火，或想要用权威去压制孩子的时候，我们是不是能够因为敬畏基督，选择先冷静下来，选择用主的教训警戒温柔的引导他们呢？
So next time, when you are on the verge of losing your temper, when you are just about to saying some bad word to your children, can you cool down and think about what you should do out of reverence of the Lord?
我们要记住一件事情，是我们不是家庭当中最高的主宰，不管你赚多少钱，不管你 在家里觉得你应该有多少的权威，我们只是神放在这个家里当中的一个代班的管家。
You have to remember one thing, that you are not the ultimate authority in your house. Whether you make a lot of money, whether you do a lot of contribution, and you are the steward for God in your home.
当我们愿意放手让基督来当家，用他的爱与真理来代替我们的情绪的时候，家里才会有真正的和平。
The true peace only comes when you are willing to give out your authority and ask Jesus to be the Lord of your home.
所以在今天的这个信息结束的时候，我想请我们现场的每一个人，不论你是青少年，你是父母，你是单身的，你是长辈，我们都在神的面前，我们一起来思想一件事情。
So towards the end of this message, I would ask everyone here to think about one question, whether you're married, whether you're parent or children, or even single, but think about this.
当你在思想的时候，你想一个你的家人。
And think of one family member.
一位可能你们的关系正处于断讯冷战状态当中的家人。
And this may be someone who you don't have a good connection with, and good, you might not have the best relationship with.
虽然你们可能今天都坐在这个大堂当中。
It might be someone who's sitting next to you in this at this worship service.
但是你们中间可能隔着一道无形的墙。
Even if you are sitting next to another, there might be an invisible wall between you.
所以我们今天要给大家一个功课，很简单，就是你是不是愿意放下我是对的这种骄傲，重新回到敬畏基督的面前。
So I want to give you one assignment today. That is, are you willing to drop your pride and drop the thought that I am always right and submit to the Lord?
对于我们，对我们当中的青少年朋友们，你是不是愿意在今天的聚会结束回家以后，放下你酷酷的外表，对你的父母说一句，谢谢你为这个家付出的一切。
For our youth here, maybe you can go home after today's service and drop your cool attitude and talk to your parents and say thank you for all you have done to this family.
当然了，对于我们当中每一个做父母的，你的功课是你是不是愿意放下你自认为有的权威的价值，然后给孩子一个拥抱。
And to our parents here, can you drop your pride and drop your authority as a parent and give your children a hug?
然后对他们说，对不起，爸爸妈妈有时候不够理解你，但我真的很爱你。
And say sorry to them for what you didn't understand them and tell them that you love them.
对于那些孩子已经长大不在你身边的父母们，可能你跟你的孩子已经有很长一段时间断讯，没有什么联络了。
For those empty nesters, maybe it's been a long time since you talked to your children last.
你可能觉得说你是做父母的，所以他应该主动的跟你联络。
Well, maybe you're thinking, well, I'm a parent and they should reach out to me first.
或者你觉得说你过去发简讯给他，他都已读不回。
Maybe they never responded to your messages.
所以你也懒得再理他了。
Then you kind of giving up.
你是不是愿意今天聚会完之后，你再主动的打个电话给他，或再主动的发个简讯给他
？Can you reach out to them again, whether a phone call or a message?
然后对他说一声你好吗，爸妈想你。
And check with them and ask them how well they're doing.
如果你愿意让基督重新成为你家里的那个主宰， 或是我们说的那个主机，让爱重新连接，我们可以一起来祷告。
If you're willing to let Jesus Christ come back to your family and as the main server and be the key for your connection, let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。主，我们今天来到您的面前，我们为着我们自己祷告，感谢主，在基督里你收纳我们成为你这个神家里的一份子。主，我们承认我们在自己的肉身家庭当中，我们常常忘了感恩，我们有许多的埋怨，我们常常没有办法顺服，我们更多想要掌控一切。主啊，愿你的圣灵今天像温暖的阳光一样，充满在福音堂的每一个家庭当中。求主您自己来医治我们受伤的关系，拆毁我们两代或者我们彼此当中隔断的那一个墙，让儿女学会真诚的来孝敬父母，让父母学会用温柔引导儿女，让我们每一个家，我们都能够成为这个社区当中极美的见证，让世人看见我们能够彼此感恩，让世人看见我们能够彼此顺服，让我们的邻舍知道我们是属主的，所以我们能够活出一个不一样的生命。我们或许有冲突，但我们愿意放下我们的面子，彼此饶恕。我们或许有一些的彼此的伤害，我们愿意来到您自己的面前，寻求您对我们的医治，以至于我们能够彼此的拥抱，我们能够继续的相爱，我们能够继续的把主对我们的恩典活在我们彼此的关系当中。谢谢主，听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
要我翻吗？这个不要翻。